How big is the universe? How did it all get here? The answer to those two questions will help you get 5 minutes closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. The Webb Telescope has sent back amazing photos of the universe. One of the first to be shown publicly was a deep field view of a galaxy cluster named SMACS-0723. I don't know what any of that means exactly, but what the photo reveals is fascinating. The photo is of a segment of sky roughly equivalent to what is contained in an area if you held a grain of sand at arm's length. Again, that photo reveals in that space of our sky, there are thousands of galaxies. You heard that correct. Thousands of galaxies. It's extremely difficult to fully comprehend what that means. The Milky Way, the galaxy where we currently reside, is made up of approximately 100 billion stars, although no one knows for sure. There may be more, as many as 1 trillion. That's quite a bit of room for error, but let's just suppose there's 100 billion stars. How many planets does that mean there are just in the Milky Way? Well, our star, the Sun, has 8 planets, depending on exactly how you define a planet. If we live in an average solar system, that means the Milky Way has at least 800 billion planets, or as many as 8 trillion. Now, those are some big numbers. How big is 800 billion? Well, a billion seconds is equal to 32 years. So 800 billion seconds would be 25,600 years. That's a long time. How long would it take to spend $800 billion? If you spent $100 million a day, it would take you 8,000 years. That's a lot of birthdays. And that's just one galaxy. Again, in that photograph from the Webb Telescope, there are thousands of galaxies, and that only represents the size of our sky equivalent to a grain of sand held at arm's length. And each one of those galaxies has its own stars and its own planets. You do the math. It's a number so large, most of us could not even write it. And God created every one of them. Revelation 4:11 says, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." The perfect, holy, righteous God created everything. He knows every galaxy, every star, every planet. He knows you. He created you. You are here because God wanted you to be here. Well, what does that mean for you today? Well, we're going to find out in the next episode of 5 Minutes Closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.